Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
One of the key items we're looking out for today on the economic calendar is the announcement by the MPC. Earlier today, they confirmed that they've cut the repo rate by 25 basis points, bringing the prime lending rate down to 11%. That means you and I, should we go to a store, a bank, or any kind of credit provider, the starting base when it comes to our negotiations for interest rates or the interest rate we'll be given is at 11%. This good news if you happen to be indebted. If you're a saver, it's a slight pinch on your pocket. To tell us more, though, is Thabani Ndwandwe, Chief Risk Officer at Standard Bank South Africa. But Thabani, such a pleasure to speak to you, sir.
Good evening, Sissy. Oops, how are you?
Keeping well. And I must say, the better now that we have this interest rate cut from the MPC. Was this in line with your expectations?
I am sure that not only you are happy, but I'm sure a lot of Abomkhaya are also happy.
Yeah.
Maybe not with the quantum, but it definitely is in line with our expectation. We did expect that we're going to get 25 bips this year. And remember, we had spoken about 75 basis points. So We are seeing now that 75 basis points, which is exceptional for many of our customers who have really struggled in the last while. So I think this is a great outcome and, a good decision from an MPC.
Definitely. Not only is it a good decision, but I guess substantiated by data as well, especially if we look at the CPI print and the trend in the last quarter of last year.
Absolutely. I mean, we saw an amazing December. If you look at the CPI getting closer to, in fact, we're closer to 3. I mean, people speak about 2.2, etc., but we're much more closer to 3. Overall, average at 4.4 inflation. But that's not just it. Sometimes inflationary numbers, if you look at them at a high level, they can be fooling you. What I'm interested in generally is what does it mean for the consumers?
Mm.
If you think about what we've seen, is we've seen reduction in petrol. That's important. For people on the road, many people are on the road trying to get to work. That's so important. We've seen a reduction in prices, in the inflation of food. And that is, you know, we all here, we need to eat. And that's so important. We also have seen a slowdown in rentals. Just to give you a sense on rentals, you're starting to see inflation of 2.8. That's important because if you're not getting your rentals increasing at high rates and increasing at 2.8, that's actually quite good for many of our people because people have been paying expensive rentals overall. I mean, it doesn't mean it's a reduction, but it's just a slowdown in those expenses that matter for many of our people in this country.
Yeah, definitely. And that's really critical, right? Because there are some risk factors that even the MPC highlighted regarding inflation. We recently saw a shift in the makeup of the inflation basket. Electricity tariffs are said to continue increasing by double digits. And of course, fuel remains another factor that we need to be mindful of. What does this mean for your outlook, Thabani, when you take a look at the, I guess, upside risk to inflation?
Let me just start with the basket. The fact that the basket was changed, and just to break it down, was good. Let's talk about some of the things that were not appropriately weighted in the basket that I think they've done that really helps us. Weighting things are telecoms. You know, we all use data. We are phoning. We are doing all those things. How much you use, and people don't appreciate it. Weighing things like, you know, rentals a bit differently, that matters. And I think they actually have understood the economy and the way of people living is different than in the past. So I think that's actually quite good. And so we are starting to measure true inflation that impacts the real ordinary citizen of the country. And so that's actually quite a good start. However, if you speak about the risks that we are all looking into, unfortunately or fortunately, because some of these things are not easy to predict, is that we have seen a change in the US and we have seen the Trump administration coming through with extreme sort of commentary that we have seen.
Yes.
And that commentary will lead to people trying to do things, countries self-protecting. And as countries do that self-protection, what you tend to find is that you find that they put tariffs and then another person retaliates and puts tariffs, etc. And that increases just cost of living unnecessarily. And that's what politics, unfortunately, sometimes can be. And geopolitics is what we're dealing with at this moment. So it's politics at a very large scale across multiple countries that may impact us. And we're watching. However, in the last week, we have seen some, let's say, moderation in terms of the way Trump and his team have spoken about things. And we think that could mean, and that's why you saw the dollar and the rand strengthening. Most people say the rand strengthening for many reasons, but one of the big reasons why it's strengthening is that we're starting to see the moderation in the tone that we're seeing. However, it's a big risk for us. We do worry about many nations that control oil, and we think those nations that control oil may retaliate. Mm. And when they start, what they do, that they switch the oil supply. And when they switch the oil supply, what it does, it increases the cost of oil, and it increases, therefore, our pump, you know, prices, which means our petrol goes up. So those are some of the things that are in the horizon that everybody's watching out for. And as a governor said, there's many risks around. But you know what? My sense with these things is that it's going to take us a while to work out where it goes, but everything comes into equilibrium.
Everything comes back into equilibrium. Yeah, all things remaining equal, right? That's a very important concept as well when it comes to economics. But Buthabane, as you mentioned, we definitely need to take a look at the consumer impact because this is far-reaching. As mentioned, savers, yeah, slight pinch, but for much of South Africa's population, which has exposure and access to debt, this is good news.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll start just by saying, I always remind, because a lot of us do analysis and we talk about, you know, numbers and forget there's a human being on the side. Mm. The reality is that many of the consumers have just dealt COVID. And then after COVID, we all have had to deal with loss of family members, loss of breadwinners, or loss of shared breadwinners. So people are now single income families that never were single income. And then you have this interest rate increases. So a lot of pressure has come into the system. Any reduction in that pressure is critical. So just to give you some numbers, if you think about the South African population that has mortgages, if you get 50 basis points for this year, that would mean close to 4 billion rands reduction in installments. Mm. And that 4 billion rands in reduction in installments means that you can do some stuff in education, you can do some stuff in reducing your debt, you can do some stuff in innovating, etc. For many of the South African consumers, it's not enough. So now 75 basis is where we are at. And if you apply it for the whole year, that's another, let's call it 6 billion. So we're now totally counting about 6 billion rands of reduction in installments. It goes down to helping consumers at many instances. At an individual level, you can get close to, if we get another 25 basis, you can get close to 1,000 rands reduction in your installment if you have a home of about 1 million rands. That's a substantial saving, excluding cars, etc. And at the same time, we're seeing inflation reduction, etc. And you add that all together, it means something positive for many of us, of our South African, you know, people. And that's what we want. We want better lives for all. And that's really what we're looking for. And I think that's a big improvement.
100%. Definitely a big improvement, one that we certainly need. Is it too soon to call if we'll see other cuts towards the end of the year?
It is too complex. We still, as Standard Bank, believe that there is a possibility for another 25 basis points in March. We think that if you look at the forecast and you look at all the risks and you counterbalance them with the positives, there is a possibility for another 25 basis points. It is tight, but we think there's room for it. And I think it's necessary. Just to give you a sense why I think it matters.
Sure.
If you look at where we are at the stage, actually, we are still almost 100 basis points above where we were at the start of COVID. So there's still a bit of room to get back to those levels we used to be at the start of COVID. Even though we've seen some improvements, we are still close to about 2009, 2010 interest rate levels. Mm-hmm. So that's quite a long time back, just after GFC or global financial crisis.
Yes.
So I still think there's a bit of room to just kickstart this economy, go towards the 2% that the governor was talking about.
100%. Yeah, that consumption spending will certainly spur on growth, which is definitely something we need to be within those targets of at least 1.5% and even 2%, hoping that we do manage to reach those targets. Buthabane, it's always a pleasure speaking to you and really appreciate the insight you've shared with us today.
Siyabonga, and a wonderful evening to you and all the MKIAs out there. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bonga teen. That's Thabani Ndwandwe, Chief Risk Officer at Standard Bank South Africa, helping us unpack the 25 basis points cut that we saw from the MPC today. Cumulatively, since September and November, and including today's interest rate cut, it takes us to at least 75 basis points that we've seen being cut cumulatively. the prime lending rate now sits at 11%.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.